Well, praise the Lord. We are destined to win. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. And we've got some exciting things to talk about on the Netcast today. So we want to get right into that. We're going to talk about a very important topic that a lot of people just don't talk about very often, don't teach about. And so I thought it was important for us to take this time to get into this particular topic and maybe introduce it to you. For some of you, this may be the first time you've heard of this particular thing. You say, well, Dr. Bill, what are you talking about? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm talking about the Ministry of Helps. The Ministry of Helps. You may say, I've never heard of the Ministry of Helps. Well, some of you have, some of you haven't, but in any case, it's important that you hear about this particular ministry. You've heard about pastors, you've heard about teachers, you've heard about evangelists, prophets, apostles, the fivefold ministry, but not too many people have heard about the Ministry of Helps. Now, let me say this, the Ministry of Helps is not part of the fivefold ministry. Fivefold ministry is listed in the book of Ephesians, and it's very clear which ministry gifts are in that fivefold ministry. But the Ministry of Helps is set in the church to help the fivefold ministry get their job accomplished. And so that's what we want to talk about, is the Ministry of Helps. And it's all throughout the Bible. Believe it or not, for something that most people haven't heard about and hasn't been taught on very often, it's throughout the Bible. So we're going to check it out. We're going to find out about the Ministry of Helps. Now, I'm going to be, as a basis for this, I'm going to use an article that I wrote many years ago on what is the Ministry of Helps. And let me just say that, again, if you've come out of denominational church, you probably haven't even heard this term. But it is a biblical teaching. So let's get into it. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. Here it talks about the Ministry of Helps. The word helps is used in that particular verse of Scripture. And the word helps there is a little blind to us. We don't really grasp the meaning of the word. So let's look at the definition in the Greek. The Greek word is antalepsis. Antalepsis. It means to render practical aid and support. Amen? To render practical aid and support. Now, let me just put it this way. If you go to a church that uses a sound system, I'll just use this as an example. You go to a church that uses a sound system, and you're back there in the sound room, running the soundboard, running the recorder, you are participating in the Helps ministry because you are rendering practical aid and support to your pastor or to the minister that is ministering in that particular service. You know, whoever's ministering in that service, they can't be back in the sound room running the soundboard. They can't be recording the message. So you have to have somebody to render this practical aid and support to the minister, whether they're in a local church, whether they're in a teaching seminar, perhaps, you know, in a big coliseum or whatever. You see Brother Copeland minister. You see all these people manning cameras, running cameras for their TV production. You see people in the background getting things done. The ushers, making sure people get in their seats properly or taking up the offering. You've got people that are running the sound. You've got people that are managing the musicians and make sure all the instruments are hooked up and running correctly. Even the musicians, to a certain extent, there is a ministry of music, but there's also an area of helps ministry, rendering practical aid and support in that area as well. So all of these areas come together in supportive ministries. Okay? That's what we're talking about. Now, let's look at helps actually in action. Okay? Let's see it from the Scripture. Let's go to the Old Testament. The children of Israel, as you may know, are a type of the church. Now, the word type just means an example or a shadow of the real. It's something that represents the real. Okay? So, the children of Israel are a type of the New Testament church. Now, looking at it this way, Moses, as the leader of the people who led them out of Egypt, is much like the pastor who is the leader in a local church. And the men that worked with him and supported his leadership, talking about Moses here, was a type of today's helps ministry. In Numbers 11:14, Moses prays and says, I'm not able to bear all the people alone because it is too heavy for me. The responsibility of caring for all these literally millions of people that had come out of Egypt was just too much for him. And so he prays and he says, Lord, this I can't bear this. This is too heavy for one man. So he found himself unable to handle the day-in and day-out responsibility and caring for the children of Israel. Now, we're talking millions of people here, almost 5 million people, that this one man was responsible for as the leader. And that's taxing, okay? All right, that's just too much. So the Lord answered him and said, now listen to what the Lord said, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them into the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And this is the important part. I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee. See, Moses was anointed for his position in leadership. I'll take of the Spirit which is upon thee and put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou not bear it alone. So in other words, the anointing that is upon the pastor, the anointing that is on the minister, God took of that and dispersed it among these people who were going to help Moses. Okay? They were helps ministers to him. All right? This concept of a minister's anointing being spread among those who were helpers to him. First time I heard that in a seminar that was held at Faith Christian Fellowship Helps Conference in 1980. Pastor Buddy Harrison, you know, his name was Doyle Harrison, but they called him Buddy. Buddy Harrison, as pastor of that church, had a unique calling in the area of helps ministry. He taught on helps ministry. He was a helps minister to Brother Kenneth Hagin. Now, Buddy Harrison was Kenneth Hagin's son-in-law before he went home to be with the Lord, talking about Buddy Harrison. Brother Hagin's also gone home to be with the Lord now, but Buddy Harrison, before he went home to be with the Lord, he was functioning as a helps minister to Brother Hagin, and then later became pastor of Faith Christian Fellowship. He founded Faith Christian Fellowship along with his wife, Pat, who is Brother Hagin's daughter, and Pat Harrison to this day is still pastoring Faith Christian Fellowship there in Tulsa, and they have churches all spread out throughout the nation. But what I'm getting to here is Pastor Harrison taught on helps ministry quite a bit, and he had this help seminar in 1980 as kind of the culmination of a vision that he had to teach helps ministry, and that he had several people working with him. Bob Lemon, Buddy Bell, trying to think of the minister of music. It won't come to me. It just won't come to me. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. I know because I talked to him a few years ago about getting his music and using it on the radio broadcast that I was doing at that time. And, of course, we're still doing a radio broadcast on WFR. But I'm going to think of his name. Praise the Lord. Doyle Tucker. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, praise the Lord. If you're listening to this, Brother Doyle, I'm sorry I forgot your name. It just left my mind. But at any rate, Doyle Tucker also ministered in music during this particular conference, and he also expressed and taught some of the principles of helps ministry in music. And just tremendous meeting. This meeting in 1980 was just amazing because it revolutionized my ministry. You see, I am called as a teacher primarily. I teach the Word of God just much as I'm doing right now. And as a teacher, I had people helping me because at one point I was even pastoring a church. Matter of fact, in 1980, I was pastoring a church in Salisbury, North Carolina. And I went from that church, Salisbury, down to Faith Christian Fellowship to this HELP seminar because of the invitation I'd received as a pastor. And what I found is that something I already kind of knew it in my spirit, but it hadn't formed up in me because I hadn't heard this teaching about the HELPS ministry, is that God has called me into a HELPS ministry. And Brother Harrison said something that I'll never, ever forget. And it stuck with me because it was also true, as it turned out, for me as much as it was for him. He said, even though he was called as a pastor, he said, I'll never get away from the HELPS ministry. I'll never get away from rendering practical aid and support. He founded Harrison House Publications, Harrison House Press, and published books for ministers, Faith Christian Fellowship, founding churches all throughout the country, helping ministers in that regard. Just many, many, many examples of how Pastor Harrison ended up ministering to ministers and helping ministers as a HELPS minister. And he said, I'll never get away from the HELPS ministry. Now, after this particular meeting took place in August of 1980, God spoke to me and gave me the vision for Word of Faith Ministries, which is the ministry that is producing this particular netcast that the Lord placed me into. And in that vision, he said, you're to proclaim the Word of Faith, you're to be a showcase of ministries, and you're to train people to fulfill the Word of God. Well, that second part there, showcasing ministries, as I meditated on that, the Lord gave me further direction on that. And the direction he gave me was that showcasing ministries, you know, a showcase is where you display your finest things. If you go into a jewelry store, they'll have a showcase there, and that's where they'll display their diamonds and just beautiful jewelry. And so that's where you display your finest things. Well, we're to showcase ministries. We're to help ministers. We're to minister to ministers. And that's part of the calling that God has on me. And so when I heard Brother Buddy Harrison say, I may be a pastor now, but I'll never get away from the HELPS ministry, it resonated in me because that's exactly the way it is in my life and my calling. I'll never get away from HELPS ministry. Yes, I'm a teacher. Yes, I minister the Word of God through Word of Faith Ministries and through this netcast and radio broadcast and many other forms, teaching and so forth. But I'll never get away from HELPS ministry. And I've got a really important announcement in just a few minutes about that that I believe is going to bless you if you're a member at a church and you're a pastor at your church. So I want you to stay tuned for this announcement. It's going to be important for a lot of you, I believe. All right, so as I went to this HELPS seminar, and Pastor Harrison and Bob Lemon and Buddy Bell all begin to teach about HELPS ministry, I begin to see that this was a scriptural foundation ministry. This is not something somebody invented. This is not something that Buddy Harrison just came up with. No, this was biblical. Let's go back in to the Word again and see exactly what we're talking about. Let's look at another record of the HELPS ministry and the ministry of Moses. God told Moses that as long as he held his hands up high during a battle, in this one particular battle that they were fighting, that things would go well for the children of Israel. They'd win. But if he let his hands drop, the enemy would start to win. Well, Moses held his hands up and the battle went well, but as time went by, his strength began to wane. If you hold your arms up long enough, you get tired. Just like earlier where it said, you know, it's just too much for him to bear, he started to let his hands drop. And sure enough, the enemy began to win rather than children of Israel. So Moses' HELPS ministers, Aaron on one side and Hur on the other side, stepped in and put Moses on a rock so he could sit and rest. And then they held up his hands. They lifted his hands so that the children of Israel would win the battle, just as God had said. Now, that account is in Exodus 17:12. You can go read it for yourself. I'm not going to take the time to read it right here, right now, but I'd encourage you to go look at it. As Aaron and Hur held up his hands, then Moses was able to do what God had called him to do, and they won the battle. In the same way, as a helps minister, if you will lift your head, the pastor's hands, figuratively speaking, if you'll help him, then he can win the battle, your church can win the battle, and accomplish what God has called you and your church to do. Without you supporting the minister as a helps ministry, your church is not going to be able to get done what it's called to do. Now, the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 6, the young church was confronted with a similar problem to the one Moses had encountered before. The leadership of that day found they were spending so much time taking care of the natural aspects of the people, they were neglecting the Word of God in prayer. It's important for the minister to spend the majority of his time in the Word and in prayer in order to do what they're called to do. Amen? So they don't need to be sweeping the church out. They don't need to be cleaning the commodes, you know. They don't need to be taking care of the sound system and the building and those kinds of things. And yet, there's a lot of churches today that's what's happening. The pastor is taking care of these mundane, supportive tasks. No, there should be people doing that for the church, for the ministry, for the pastor, as a help to him. Amen? That's the way it ought to work. So, these people in the book of Acts, as they got together, the leadership came together and said, okay, look, we need to take care of this. We don't need to be spending time away from the Word of God in prayer to take care of these natural things. So this is what happened. It says, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business, which was taking care of the widows, taking care of the ordinary mundane things. Now, a lot of people look at this as representative of deacons in the church and that the deacons should run the church financially. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about taking care of feeding the widows, taking care of doing the natural things so the ministry can do what the Word of God says they need to do, stay in the Word, stay in prayer. Amen? They're the leadership. Okay? I don't want to get off into that, but that's a study in itself, all right? But anyway, the leaderships, it says, will give themselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the Word. And notice, the saying pleased the whole multitude, all the believers that were there. Now, why is that? Because they knew that their leadership would stay in the Word, stay in prayer, get the mind of God, and minister it to them effectively. And these seven men who were helps ministers would take care of the mundane things that needed to be taken care of. It's not that it's not important. Running sound is important. Cleaning the church is very important. But it needs to be done by people who are called to help alongside the leadership, alongside the ministry, holding up their hands, again, figuratively, until they get the job done. Amen? Now, as we've seen, this is a scriptural thing. We've seen precept and example and specific mention of helps ministry in the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, this is that Greek word, analepsis, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Now the word helps here, as I said, is analepsis, to render practical aid and support. Now this list doesn't refer to the general spiritual gifts or what Brother Hagin called the simple gifts of the Spirit. This is talking about ministries. Okay? This is talking about those who stand in a ministry of a apostle, a prophet, a teacher, miracles, gifts of healings, governments, diversities of tongues. But it also is talking about the ministry of helps. Helps is listed in the ministry gifts because it is a ministry. Now again, as I said, it's not in the fivefold ministry listed in Ephesians chapter 4, but it is a ministry in the local church because it's a supportive ministry, a supportive role. All right. What I want you to see from all this, and we've taken the time to get into this, and we're running short on time now, But I want you to see the importance of Helps Ministry. And here's the announcement that I wanted to make. And that is we have a new project that we've started. It's called helpsministry.tv. It's a website. You can go to this website. It's right there on the bottom of the screen. helpsministry.tv. Not .com, not .org, but .tv. Check this out, because this website is basically a place where I'm going to put all the technical knowledge that I have accumulated through the years about how to do video programs like this one that I'm doing right now, audio programs like Word of Faith Radio and the technical aspects of that, RSS feeds, which is a technical term that means really simple syndication, where you can send the feed out to places like iTunes, Blueberry, other sites that will gather those feeds and allow people to subscribe to them so that they can get the Word of God on a consistent basis. That's just several of the things we're going to be talking about. We're also going to be doing seminars. And this is something I want you to be praying about. If you're a pastor, if you're a minister, and this has just struck a chord with you, I need to hear more about Helps Ministry. I need to know how to do these videos. I need to know how to do the audio, streaming audio across the internet. I need to know how to do these technical aspects. I'm not here to minister the word for you, pastor. That's your job. I'm here to help you minister the word. I want to reach people throughout the world with the Word of God, but I'm not going to be the only one teaching it. You're going to be out there teaching the Word. You're going to be out there ministering the Word of faith, but you need somebody to help you with these technical things, and that's what helpsministry.tv is all about. So go to that website, check it out, watch the video we have there, read up on all the technologies that are available, and it will be a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. Now you can write us here at Word of Faith Ministries. That's Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, the zip code 27262. All right? You can also send me email at drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WFM.org. I want to hear from you. I want you to pray about this ministry that we started, the helpsministry.tv, and see if you would benefit from some of the things that we're offering there. Praise the Lord. Join us next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.